Hello, this is Dr. Yevgeny Volchertitsyn, investor reporter on Xiumi Jiang, J-I-A-N-G, date of birth 7/18/1961, date of procedure August 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yevgeny Volchertitsyn. Referring physician is Dr. Diana Tran. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, common personal history of colon polyps, common abdominal pain in the mid-epic gastric area, common bloating, gas, and irritation. Description of procedure and form concerns obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. System movements are all explained to the patient. Patient is brought to anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as current anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and man's in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Artifacts is obtained in the cardiac aerosuction from the stomach before dual scope. The patient is in turn around in left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. Well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and man's in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the peniceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending hepatic flexure, transcolon, stomach flexure, descending colon, signal from the rectum, or retroflex used between the rectum, period. Boston Bacrop score scores greater as a seven, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient's out of the procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared on the rectum. Next line, the Z line was right at 39 centimeters from by block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsy was obtained in the antrum body for histology and two were led each pillar. Next line, there was evidence of two gastric body polyps. One was removed with cold biopsy. There was evidence of two gastric body polyps ranging in size from 5 to 8 millimeters and cold snare polypectomy in total. There was evidence of duodenal erythema in D1 and D2. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation as well as to rule out celiac disease. Next time, late plan. At colonoscopy, the terminal ileum coma last 2 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were two rectal sessile polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were swollen on bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up endoscopy could be decided based on polyp pathology. Next line, follow-up and office previous schedule. Thank you.